Hi gang, Wayne McPhail here. I'm just reading Chris Anderson's new book, Free, and I'm taking notes on it, but I'm doing the notes in a different way. I'm using my iPhone and two different applications. One is Evernote, which many of you I'm sure are familiar with, a great note-taking application that runs on the Mac and on PCs and on the web and on the iPhone. And another application you may not be as familiar with called JotNot. So here's how I use them to take notes. So I'm reading through the book. I find a section of the page, like for example, last night I found a section where there's a quote from Stuart Brand, the full quote of, you know, where he says information wants to be free. You know, he actually goes on in more detail and says information wants to be expensive too. What I do is in the margin of the book in pencil, I mark out the section that I'm interested in, and I put the page number and maybe printed some keywords that I think apply to that section of the book. Then I take a photograph of it. Now, if I took a photograph of it with my iPhone normally, it would meter off of the page, and even with the black text there, register it as about 18% gray. So what I would get is a very dull image, you know, sort of a gray background with text on top of, which is okay, but not really great for reading later. So that's why I use the application JotNot, because what JotNot allows you to do is two things. One, it allows you to draw a rectangle around what it is on the page you really want interested in, and two, it actually makes the background go white. It sort of blows the background out and enhances the contrast with the type. So it's very useful for reading later and for OCR on Evernote. So that selection that I make will include my page number. So even if I'm selecting a page, I can find what page it is later in Evernote. So now that those photographs get stored in my photo album, I just drag them into Evernote, or just create a new note in Evernote using the photo album as the source. So now I have my notes in Evernote. Now, those of you who know how Evernote works, now it syncs up to the Evernote server from the iPhone, and all of the text in the photograph I've taken of the page is OCR. So now I can do a search on any word that's in the document. Now that almost happens instantaneously. I found, like, within seconds of it being synced, I can search stuff. So on my Mac, I've created a folder called, they call it a notebook in Evernote, for my notes on Free by Chris Anderson. And so I throw all those on my, when I'm over on my Mac, I throw all those notes in there and add any additional tags I want. So the process is pretty seamless. So basically I can be reading along with my iPhone in my lap, taking pictures of the sections of pages I want pretty effortlessly. And then later, or at the same time if I want a break from reading, I can just throw those things into Evernote and then do any final tweaking on the Mac later. So very quick way of taking notes that are OCR'd automatically by Evernote. Very, very convenient. And it's the first time I've done this, but I think it's going to be a method I use for note-taking on an ongoing basis. So that's the iPhone, Evernote, and JotNot. Those are both applications available for the iPhone. Hope that's interesting and helpful. I'm Wayne McPhail at waitandsee, waitandsee.com. Thanks for listening.